I want to tell a story from the Bible, and the title of the story is Arrest and Trial. After Jesus was betrayed, he was arrested and sent to the religious leader's house. All his closest followers deserted him and fled. Peter, one of Jesus' close followers, was following from afar. The soldiers who were in charge of Jesus started beating and making fun of him throughout the night. They tied cloth on his face, asking him to prophesy, "Who hit you?" And they said many bad things about him. Jesus was brought before the assembly of all the religious leaders, and they said, "Tell us, are you the promised Savior?" He replied, "If I tell you, you won't believe me. And if I ask you a question, you won't answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated in the right hand of God." They all shouted, "So, are you claiming to be the Son of God?" And he replied, "Yes, you yourself have correctly said that I am the Son of God. Do we need any evidence? You've all heard what he said." Now, Jesus was brought before Pilate, the governor, and he was accused of many bad things. "Are you this people's king?" the governor asked him. Jesus replied, "Yes, it is as you say." But when the religious leaders made the accusation against him, Jesus remained silent. "Don't you hear their many charges against you?" the governor demanded. But Jesus said nothing. When Pilate got to know that Jesus is from Galilee, he sent him to Herod, another governor, who was delighted to see Jesus performing many miracles. After asking Jesus many questions, which he refused to answer, Herod and his soldiers mocked Jesus and put a royal dress on him and sent him back to Pilate. Then Pilate, the governor, called together the religious leaders along with the people, and he announced his verdict. "You brought this man to me, accusing him of wrongdoing. I have examined him on this point in your presence and found nothing wrong with him. Nothing this man has done calls for the death penalty. So I will have him beaten, but then I'll release him." Then a mighty roar rose from the crowd, and with one voice they shouted, "Kill him!" The governor argued with them because he wanted to release Jesus. But they shouted, "Kill him! Kill him!" But the crowd shouted louder, demanding that Jesus be crucified. So the governor sentenced Jesus to die as they requested, and he handed Jesus over to them to be crucified. Thank you.